And now to politics just south of the border, the Mexican state of Baja California. Voters will be choosing their governor tomorrow. The election may be a chance for a comeback by the Institutional Revolution Party, or PRI, the party that ruled Mexico for 70 years. Baja California was the first Mexican state to cast off PRI rule 18 years ago, but now the party is fielding a celebrity candidate for governor who's attracting a lot of attention, a flamboyant billionaire and gambling magnate. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS in San Diego has our story.
Tijuana's former mayor, Jorge Hangrón, is a man with a bad reputation. He's been tied to drug trafficking, money laundering, and even the assassination of a local journalist. He has 20,000 exotic animals and 19 children from 3 wives and a girlfriend. The criminal allegations, Hank shrugs off. His eccentricities, he embraces.
Cheers.
It's a little after 9 one recent morning on Hank's souped-up campaign bus. Hank's egging me on to do a shot of his special blend of tequila.
Chicken. Chicken.
So now you have to tell me what we just drank.
I put 3 different penises, one of a lion, one of a tiger, and one of a dog.
That's right, 3 different penises. And there's more.
And then when I went to China, I brought the deer horns. It's got 8 scorpions. It's got bear vial, a lion bone, and it's got 3 cobras.
Hank is much more thorough and forthright about the ingredients of his tequila than the details of his political agenda. Hank says he wants to be governor so he can help the rich and the poor. He promises to end the drug war that raged out of control in Tijuana during his term, though he's short on how. Hank comes from a long political legacy in Mexico. His father was an old-time pre-party member. The man amassed a fortune during his political career. He famously said, "A politician who's poor is a poor politician." Arriving in one of the border city's poorest neighborhoods, the younger Hank is greeted by a sea of supporters wearing Hank's signature color, red. Hank steps down from his campaign bus. He wears a red crocodile vest and towers over most everyone. Women push their grinning little girls forward for a kiss. Esperanza Martinez says when Hank was mayor, he gave her cement to pave her dirt floor. She says everything he promises he'll do. He already has everything, so we won't be tempted, like other politicians, to steal. The candidate has a strong allure in many Tijuana neighborhoods, says David Shirk of the University of San Diego's Transborder Institute. Hank drives a $100,000 car. He lives La Vida Loca and can afford to throw barbecues for entire neighborhoods.
Hank's like the new iPhone, right? He's successfully marketed a brand for himself that is very popular among voters, and it may have very little to do with what he actually represents.
When Hank was elected mayor 3 years ago, he promised his hand would not tremble in the face of crime. During Hank's term, crime soared. There was a murder a day. Spectacular shootouts between warring drug cartels raged in city streets. Hank claims he lacked the power as mayor to fight that kind of crime. As governor, Hank says he'll finally be in a position to crack down. Hank's opponent, Jose Guadalupe Osuna Millan, is the man charged with defending the PAN's 18-year legacy in Baja. Many look to Baja as a political bellwether. If Osuna's party loses and Hank's wins, the PRI will have reclaimed control of all Mexico's border states. Polls place the two candidates neck and neck. Throughout Osuna's campaign, he's pounded on the issues of security, education, and infrastructure. He and his party have tried to portray Hank as an evil mafioso who's buying the election.
Gracias por llamar al corporativo HI7, donde lo patrocinamos todo.
In this television ad produced by the PAN party, an actor pretends to be Hank in a world where everything is for sale. Then the ad challenges voters not to let themselves be bought. For his part, Hank does admit one major election-related purchase. Hank's so confident he'll win, he recently bought and demolished a landmark Chinese restaurant in Baja's state capital to make way for his new governor's mansion. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson, Tijuana.